is WHFR Dearborn at Henry Ford Community College, and thank you for tuning in to this beautiful classical programming. If you would like to learn more about other happenings, other musical styles, and other events here at WHFR Radio, then we invite you to become a WHFR loyal listener. It's as simple as this. Please give me a call, Susan McGraw, WHFR General Manager, at 313-845-9842. That number again is 313-845-9842. Simply leave your name, your complete address, and your telephone number, and I will put you on the free WHFR Loyal Listener mailing list. You'll receive a bi-monthly program guide with information about show times and dates and places that we're going to be around town and so much more. Become a WHFR Loyal Listener for free. Give me a call today, and thanks for tuning in.
He was the most famous Italian composer of his day after Puccini. And Italian composers are supposed to write opera, right? Well, he did try. He wrote operas, but none of them were that successful. And some were never even performed. But orchestral music, that was his niche. Big, colorful tone poems about his home city of Rome, or delicate suites like this one. Hi, I'm Gillian Martin. I'll tell you more about Ottorino Respighi when the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra plays one of his Ancient Airs and Dances suites. That's about 15 minutes away. Here's music from the Violin Sonata by Gabriel Fauré, played here on the cello by Yo-Yo Ma with pianist Catherine Stott.
Good morning, this is WHFR Dearborn, and you're listening to Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway, and as the name of the show implies, for the next hour, we're going to be speaking about all things metaphysical. And today, my special in-studio guest is Beth Boswell, and she is a foot reflexologist. So, good morning, Beth. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Okay, well, you had to think about that, but that's all right. You know, I'm glad you're doing well. And can you tell us, what is foot reflexology?
There's every organ in your body, there's a reflex zone in your foot, and you reflexology is just to reflexology is where you work on the reflex zones for the organs in the feet, and it also can be done in the hands, but I'm specialized in foot reflexology.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of training did you have to receive for that?
I went to school over at the Center for the Healing Arts in Sterling Heights for I think it was an 8-week course over 4 months, and we learned an anatomy, which I did not like in high school, but now I learned anatomy.
Right. You had no choice, right?
Right. And just where the zones were and everything. So the training wasn't that difficult. It was just relaxing around people to do their feet.
Mm-hmm. And you enjoyed that?
I've started to, yeah. I mean, I got into this because I enjoyed it being done to me, so, and I realize I'm good at what I do, so, I like being around people, too.
Right. Well, that helps. So you got this done before, and you found that it really helps you?
Yeah. I went out to Ann Arbor in a place, and I had reflexology done, and I had had some issues. And after she was done working on me, I had to go back because it felt great, one, on my feet because I'm on them all day, and two is the issues were cleared.
So you went there for health reasons in the first place to help you out?
I went there in the first place just to relax, and then it just happened to be an added bonus that it helped with the issues, I guess.
Yes, the physical issues.
Physical issues.
Well, what things does foot reflexology help?
Well, it helps anything for diabetics, constipation, if you need to relax, it helps with relaxing, kidney problems, almost anything, your sinuses. So,
Can it help with major illnesses? I mean, if somebody has cancer or something like that, can it help?
Well, I can't say exactly that it would, but I think it would help to the point of at least relaxing, and then possibly, if your body's open to it, it would you would be able to. It would help with the cancer, and I don't diagnose, prescribe, or anything to that point, because reflexologists aren't able to do that.
Right.
But I'm sure it would help with cancer in some way or another.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody had lung cancer, perhaps, if you worked on that part of the foot that affects the lungs, it might help them?
I would think so.
Mm-hmm. So you've never had the experience of actually working with, perhaps, a terminally ill patient, anything like that?
No.
No.
No. Just I've worked with my dad that has diabetes, but that's the extent of cryonic or illness that I've had.
And has it helped your father?
Yes and no.
Yes and no. What do you mean by that?
That's well, his feet are to the point that they hurt too much, and so he doesn't like them being touched in that extent, but sometimes we've gotten where they felt better for a few days. So it's like, depending on how bad his feet feel, is how he feel, or if it actually helps him or not.
Right. So it's nothing permanent, right?
It can be, but I think personally, this is from my point of view, if you have like diabetes or that, you have to change your diet also. So if you're not changing your diet, it's like a temporary solution, or it's like it'll help you until the next time.
Right.
Whereas if you're changing your diet, it's the all around. Yeah.
Right. So if people are taking responsibility for themselves, what you do will only help them, correct?
Yes.
It'll assist that. And what is the history of reflexology? How did they get started? Do you know?
The reflexology I do is done by Dr. Manzanares. But before that, there was actually someplace, it was the Mayans, I believe, that they had on the graphs on the walls, and they noticed that this was reflexology. But in 1892... Dr. Joseph Francois ascertained that there was a plantar reflex on the feet. I don't know how these started, but it went through to like 1938. Eunice Ingham was the first person that I know of that people now still use her reflexology. There's different types, and Ingham is the most common that I know of. But the one that I actually learned was from Dr. Manzanares. He was a medical doctor in Barcelona, is a medical doctor in Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
So he became involved in it in 1975 because of his grandmother. And so he decided it had started to help her, and he decided he wanted to check into this. When he asked for a reflex zone map of the foot from the reflexologist, she wasn't able to give him accurate places.
Mm-hmm.
So he decided that he was going to do studies and figure out actually where everything was on the foot.
Mm-hmm. So this was an actual medical study that he did where certain points of the foot affect certain things in the body?
Yes. He had a curriculum,
mm-hmm.
that there was only one disease you could have. They were young, no older than 45, and they were previously diagnosed with whatever this one disease was. And it wasn't all the same. It was just each person had just one diagnose.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went through and he'd work in the areas of whatever that was, and he found the reflex zones in the foot from that way. So it's a little bit different than Ingham's or any of the other ones because his zones are more accurate as opposed to theirs.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it different for each foot? I mean, do certain areas of the body respond depending on which foot you're working on?
Well, it can, but for the most part, like your stomach is on both sides of your body, so it's on both sides of the feet. Well, so if I'm working on your right foot, it's possible that that might have more deposits and calcifications, which is what you feel. On the right side, it's possible that you have more of whatever's going on in that area. So when I'm on your left side of the foot, it's not as intense.
Mm-hmm.
You're not feeling it as badly when I go into the area.
Mm-hmm. So that would be the same for the brain, since the brain is on both sides. You would have it on both soles of the feet?
Yeah. The brain, the lungs is on both sides a little bit. Anything that you have two of definitely is going to be on one of on each foot. And then the liver, it's a little bit on one side of one foot, and mainly on the other side is the right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just depends, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to remind everybody that you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. You're listening to Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. And today my special guest is Beth Boswell, and she is a foot reflexologist, and we're talking about foot reflexology. So you said that you started to go to a reflexologist and you enjoyed it so much that you wanted to continue and that inspired you to learn it?
Yeah. I work for the post office right now, and I decided I didn't want to be there to retire, so I had to decide what I wanted to do to support myself afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And after having the reflexology, I had considered it and had taken an intro class out in Ann Arbor, and I kept going back and forth on it. It's like, okay, well, maybe there's something else I want to do, and then I'd go and have it done again, and it's like, yeah, this is it. This is what I want to do, so.
Mm-hmm. So you just knew intuitively that this is what you wanted to pursue.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm asking myself a lot lately.
Right, that you've made the right choice? Is that it?
No. I'm just asking myself if there's more, because I feel like there's something else I should add to this. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what it is yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, but no, I enjoy doing the reflexology, and I think I'm real good at it, so I have people that come back. Yeah.
Right. Now, generally speaking, how much does it cost to get a session done?
Well, out of my house, it's $40 an hour, but I'm actually going to a facility in Trenton I'm going to start working at.
Mm-hmm.
after the 4th of July, and I'll be charging $50 an hour there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. Now, is the training ongoing? There's no set point where you say, okay, I've learned all I can. I mean, it's something that you keep learning more and more about?
I have. Dr. Manzanares was in Michigan last November, and I went to the class and was trained by him actually as well. So, yeah, I think that there's always something more you can learn, another way to do something or that, because what he taught us then was how to use electrical stimulants, you know, little machines put on there or magnets. So there's always better ways for the client as well as the practitioner.
Okay, so you're not talking about tasers or anything like that on
the
front?
No,
okay. That wouldn't be a good thing, I don't think.
No.
Yeah. So does that help relax people?
Oh, yeah. Just especially if you're on your feet all day, it's mm-hmm. a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yes. And you usually are on your feet all day, correct?
Yeah. My job at the post office, I'm on my feet almost 8 hours out of the day. So, and I'm on concrete. So, yeah, it feels real good when someone rubs my feet.
Mm-hmm.
And reflexology, it's rubbing the feet, but it's, you know, you're going into certain points and you're going in deeper. It's a therapeutic massage as opposed to just a la-la land massage.
Right. Okay, we're not going to go there, but I'll take your word for it. So if you have allergies or something like that, can you work on certain parts of the foot to help alleviate those?
Yeah, the in the toes is your sinus area.
Mm-hmm.
So I would work on your sinuses a lot. Concentrate there if that's what your biggest issue was. And work through your sinuses, work through your ears, because it's all connected, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So you go into that area, you concentrate on it, and helps move things along. I had a client, she had something going on with her sinuses, and I was work in the area, and the next day she says, all I did was cough. I said, okay, it's coming up. So,
mm-hmm. Right, clearing out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, again, if somebody has problems with their hearts, they can come to you, and perhaps by working on that part of the foot, it might help their heart even?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. If any area that you have going on, there's something, like I said, I can't say I'm going to cure you,
mm-hmm.
but I can definitely help you feel better, and your body willing, you will cure yourself.
Right. Well, again, it's like you said, it depends on what the person's willing to do to change their lifestyles, perhaps to help certain situations.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you ever give yourself a massage or something like that that would help you with just if you know what's wrong with you?
Sometimes. But I do. When I'm in the bath, I'm able to bend my leg further up. I do work on my feet a lot, is just work relaxing them, rubbing them and opening them up,
mm-hmm.
working along the energy meridians.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's not something you do before you go to bed or anything like that to help relax you so you can sleep better?
Yeah, I'm just not that devoted.
What? Okay. I'll take your word for it. But again, once in a while, you find it to help you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When my feet are really, really sore, I definitely do rub through them. And
right. But do you feel the need to go to someone else to perform that?
Oh, yes.
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 Mm-hmm.
I'm a firm believer that somebody else could do a better job than I could on my own feet.
Right.
So
right.
I definitely go to other people.
Mm-hmm. Now, when people come to you and they say that, gee, I really am feeling blah, or there's a certain situation with a certain area of their body, hoping that you can improve it somehow, do you concentrate on that part of the foot that affects that part of the body?
Yes. When I do a session, it's an hour session, so it's a half an hour on each foot. And when I do a session, I'll work through the whole foot and then specifically go into the area that they were complaining about,
mm-hmm.
or acknowledging. That sounds nicer.
Yeah, right. Wow.
So, but then I work in that area and concentrate on that for the most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about a person's hands? Does the same thing apply? Does it affect certain areas of their body? You know anything about that?
Yes, but yes, it does. No, I'm not real specific on the zones in their hands. Mm-hmm. I did not learn that. I want to learn that because, again, with my job, I use my hands a lot,
mm-hmm.
and it just feels very nice when someone massages my hands.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you can't do it yourself as deep as you need to.
Right,
so.
Right. Again, it helps to have somebody facilitate that whole operation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that something, though, you can learn? I mean, you go back to some kind of training to learn more about hand reflexology?
I'm not sure where here in Michigan they can do it, but I'm sure they are. I purchased a book, though, so I know that somebody trains or teaches this stuff somewhere, and I purchased a book on it. I just haven't opened it up yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you have an ad in the Body, Mind, and Spirit Guide. Now, how does that fit in with metaphysics?
Well, I think because it's body, mind, and spirit, by taking care of your body, it all comes in together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So your feet is taking care of your body, your feet, you know, the inside as well as it just all, it's all together, you
mm-hmm.
know. You
just incorporate the whole, like you said, it's the whole body, which affects your mind and spirit as well.
Right. I mean, if you take care of your body, so like with the diabetes, if you change your diet and you have someone work on issues that you have, whether it's a medical doctor or a reflexologist or a massage therapist or what, then it improves your mind and, you know, your spirit always likes
yes.
you being improved.
Right. Well, my mind needs improving, I will say that. But I just want to remind everybody very quickly that you are listening to Metaphysically Speaking. And this is WHFR.FM, the station making waves. I'm the host of Metaphysically Speaking, Mike Holloway. And my special guest this month is Beth Boswell, and she is a foot reflexologist. And we're talking about foot reflexology. Of course, that makes sense. Now, you said that you kept on going back over and over again. How long did this take place? Was it over a matter of months or years, or how long did you keep doing this?
For the receiving it?
Right. When you actually started to do that, was it a certain time? Was it just 6 months, 2 years? What was it before you started to really think that I would like to do this also?
Well, it actually took me probably 2 years before I committed to taking a class to become certified.
Mm-hmm.
But I had the reflexology done, then I took a introduction class, and then I put it on the back burner for a year and a half. And it's like, okay, my goal was to be out of the post office this year. But, you know, so I just waited to the last minute to do things, and it was like, okay, you really need to come up with something. And now that I have something, it doesn't matter when I leave the post office because I know I have this.
Mm-hmm.
But it was probably 2 years before I actually committed to taking the class.
Mm-hmm. And how long do you think it's going to be until you reach the point where you're able to do this full time?
My desire is by December 31st, 2009, I can leave the post office and I'm sustaining myself through reflexology.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good goal. And I know you said that by putting that ad in the Body, Mind, and Spirit Guide, you have had increased business, correct?
I've had increased calls.
Okay, so that doesn't necessarily translate into actual appointments or what have you.
Right. Mm-hmm. I've had increased interest, is, you know, they call. But some of it is because the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide goes through Southeast Michigan, and I think it's even more than that, but I know mm-hmm. Southeast Michigan. So I've had people call from Macomb or something, and it's like, it's in my personal view, I don't want, I they have closer places that they can go to, so I won't say, well, just come out here and drive 45 minutes when you can go to Sterling Heights and get it done.
Right. Well, especially with gas prices the way they are, people aren't going to be driving around just for a foot massage, basically, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, when people come to your house, what do you do? Do you put on soft music or do you set a certain atmosphere? How does that work?
When they come in, if it's the first time, I have them fill out a form, and when they're done, I have a room that I do it in, so I give them the opportunity to choose their music. Mm-hmm. I have different CDs, and then after they've decided that, I'll put it on. They sit in the chair, and I proceed to do the treatment.
Mm-hmm. Has anybody been so relaxed they've fallen asleep while they're getting it done?
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay. Well, maybe someday. Now, is there anything that you do special before you give a massage to get yourself ready?
Usually it's not before I give a massage, but when I have the client there, I just connect myself with the client and my higher power.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I just ask that I'm guided to where they need it.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, so far, I guess I am.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had clients tell me, how'd you know to go there? It's like, I don't know nothing.
Right. The hands take over, and that's what you go with.
Exactly.
Yes. So do you meditate on a regular basis?
I'm beginning to.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I haven't. It's not the sit down and do 20 minutes or whatever. It's I talk to myself on a regular basis that I just started. That I started where it's a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
So I talk and then I go, okay, you're open. I'm willing to listen to whatever you got to say. And
right,
I do it that way.
Right, because I've talked to many practitioners with holistic type medicines and all that good stuff, and many of them will either say a prayer or meditate something before they actually do it, something like you do, just to ask to be guided and told to do the right things. So you find that that really helps you?
Oh yeah. Yeah. When I was practicing, I didn't start that, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I was, before I got my certification, I didn't do it that way, and it was I don't feel that I was as accurate as I am now.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, okay, you know, let me go wherever I need to. And I've been told, why are you there? It's, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. I don't know if this is going to be a little gross or not, but sometimes people's feet are not in the best hygiene, shall we say. Perhaps they might have a little bit of an odor, might be who knows what. Does that bother you at all, or do you just work through that?
I've been blessed that they have not had that bad of smelling feet.
Well, again, you know, there's always the future. That could change, but you never know.
That's true. But I have a spray that I use to spray their feet, which is tea tree oil and water. Mm-hmm. So it's like it cleans it, it cuts the smell in that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But if you have fungus on your feet, you uh-huh. I can't do you.
Right. Oh, really? So, I mean, it hasn't reached a point where somebody takes their socks off and you go, oh, no! You know, you're disgusted or whatever. That hasn't happened as of yet, right?
No.
No. But you say you can't work on somebody with fungus. Is that for health reasons?
Yes. For mm-hmm. for theirs and mine, obviously. I mean, if I'm working on someone with fungus, and I'm talking like a fungus athlete's foot mm-hmm. that can transfer, then I would be transferring it back and forth to other people. So, if you have a fungus, that's something I can't do.
Right.
With you know, as well as if you have broken bones or and almost, I would think. I fortunately never had a broken bone in my foot, but I don't think you'd want me touching it anyway, you know.
Right. Well, so. They say there's many bones in the foot, little tiny bones that could be broken, who knows. So even if they have open sore or something like that, you can't work on their feet?
I could probably use gloves. I don't. I haven't. So, I haven't had anyone with open sores. Mm-hmm. So,
well, you're very lucky so far. You are blessed, so maybe that's a good thing. Now, do you use special oils or anything like that?
I use an apricot oil to be able to move my hands around feet. But I have some essential oils, which I haven't really incorporated yet. Mm-hmm. And I figure if I use those, it would end up being that I'd charge a few dollars more for whatever the ailment is, or whatever that it's like. Cedar is, I think it was cedar. Cinnamon, I'm sorry, is good for circulation. So when I was working on my dad, which has been a while, I would use the cinnamon and it would help with the circulation. Again, sometimes it would be better, sometimes it would be worse. So, mm-hmm. But there's different oils, essential oils that can be used for different things. And in that process, lavender's great for relaxation and such.
Mm-hmm. So. Now, there is a point on the foot that does affect every major organ or just all the organs. Just all the organs, and there are just certain pressure points that you just massage over and over again. And does this help? I mean, what does that do for the organs per se? Do you know?
They stimulate it. It stimulates it.
Well, it's good to be stimulated, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is. By working in the area that, let's say the colon area for constipation or something, mm-hmm. working in there, as I'm going up your foot, if I feel deposits going up and around, whatever, but going up the ascending colon, if I feel deposits, I'll work in that area, I'll keep a pressure on there, mm-hmm. and it unchains the stimulus and the nervous sensitive fibers, mm-hmm. so it I guess it's electronically says, hey, wake up, let's do something here, something's going on, and just let's work here, mm-hmm. what we need,
mm-hmm. So just by doing it, you can feel certain points of the foot where you know it affects a certain organ. If you feel something amiss, you know that that's an area that has to be worked on.
Right. We all have deposits in our feet, especially.
Okay. That doesn't sound real good, but anyway, I don't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, we all have deposits in our feet because, I mean, even healthy people, like ones that are out there doing what they're supposed to every day, exercising, eating right and such, mm-hmm. just because stress is in our life and that. So if you don't eat right, you still have stress. Everybody, the majority of everybody has stress. There are some that may not. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're going to get the deposits in your feet because it's going to affect some type of organ in your foot. I mean, organ in your body. So as I go through, I feel the deposits and I go, okay, let me work on this area and stimulate that area in the body. So,
mm-hmm. So it helps for a person to use the proper footwear too, right? I mean, if they are wearing the correct shoe, it helps.
Probably, but I think that correct shoe is subjective. You know, I mean, because some medical doctors say high heels aren't good for you, but I like the way they look, so I don't wear the correct shoes.
Right. Well, me too. No, just kidding. I don't do that. But yeah, well, that's what I wanted to know. I mean, I've heard affect a person's foot, you know, a lady wears high heels or whatever. Do ladies come to you because they have problems with their feet due to the fact they've worn high heels, anything like that?
I don't know if it's due to the fact that they've worn high heels or not. Mm-hmm. I think if you wear too tight of shoes and you're on your feet all day, that could be a problem. Or whatever. There are people... I'm in tennis shoes for work. Well, or work shoes like that mm-hmm. for work. And as soon as I get home, they're off, and I have sandals on the rest of the day. I just don't like shoes anymore. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that it's the shoe necessarily creates the problem, but then again, it may. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if they're too tight and you're on them all the time. So I can't really say.
Right. So just because a woman wears high heels, that's not going to possibly affect organs in her body, because there are certain pressure points or pressure being put on certain points that would affect the organs in the body?
No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, you know, it goes back to the stresses or how you're eating or if you're exercising or whatever other possibilities that create these problems. But I don't think it's based on your shoes. I think what happens on your shoes is the rubbing and the, you know, the calluses and things like that. But I don't think it messes with your organs otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I just want to remind everybody that you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. The name of this show is Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. And today my special guest is Beth Boswell, and she is a foot reflexologist, and we are talking about foot reflexology. Now, you said you're going to perhaps look into more training. Would you have to travel to different parts of the nation to get that training?
I'm not real sure, because I have everything I've been looking at has been somewhere in Southeast Michigan. I haven't checked anything otherwise.
So you're not going to have to go out to the West Coast or anything like that to get special training?
Hey, that might sound like a good thing.
It'll be a working vacation, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Take me to the ocean and I'll be there.
Oh, really? You like the water, do you?
Oh, yes, I do.
Really? You a big swimmer?
I like the sun, the beach, and yeah, I do swim somewhat.
Yeah, well, the sun and the beach are the important things, right?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, when you do a reflexology, give persons massages, does somebody really say to you that over a course of time that you have helped certain areas of their body?
Well, I had a client right before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going to go Christmas shopping, and apparently the day before her feet were bothering her real bad, and the day of they were bothering her real bad. So when she came, I worked on her feet, and it was mostly relaxation, but I worked whatever areas in that. And the next day I called to see how she was doing, and she said she was doing real well and her feet felt better, and she went shopping that day for several hours, and she would not been able to do it previous to what I had done.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've had when I was taking the class and I was training in the different areas, I had my sister was my guinea pig. And
I don't think she wants to be called that, but anyway, go ahead.
My sister was my person to go to.
There you go. That's good.
And I worked on her, and you know, I was working through the digestive, well, the colon area and everything. And we were talking, and the next day she called me. She's like, okay, you know how you say you make things move? And I'm like, yeah. She said, yeah, it worked. So
yeah.
You know.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, so it really cleared her up and everything's functioning properly. Is that it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's like for constipation, if there's a block somewhere in your organs, you know, your intestines, I can work through it. It's like going up the ascending colon. Oh, okay, I feel something over here. And maybe not in the whole colon area, but then go to descending and work in that area, and then things just are able to move properly. And that mm-hmm. would be in any other area as well, but the reason I say the colon constipation is a big thing for a lot of people, so,
right.
You know.
What if somebody came to you and said they suffered from migraine headaches a lot? Is there something you could do to help them with that?
Yeah, that's working on the parts of the brain, like your frontal cortex of the brain, and then I would also work on the head area. But my sister also has migraines, and I don't know that I ever actually helped her completely with them, but I did help her some. So,
well, again, it depends on what the person is willing to do to help themselves first, and then whatever you can provide just helps aid in that particular part of their body.
Right.
So now you said you wanted to keep doing this. Now, do you have like a list of clients that you've built up over the years? You've just done this for a couple of years, you said, full-time?
Yeah.
Or not full-time, but trying to make it full-time.
Since December 2006, I was certified. In January, I started doing it, but June, I actually got my business name. Actually, it was probably May of 2007. I got my business name, started putting myself, quote-unquote, out there. And so I have a few clients, not a whole lot yet, but...
You're working on it.
I'm working on it.
Right. Well, it takes time. But people that do come back to you over and over, they generally are satisfied and they feel that it really helps improve their health?
Well, I would think so, because if they weren't getting a benefit, if I wasn't going to get a benefit, I wouldn't go back to see anyone. So... it's either relaxing them as they want, or it's taking care of whatever the issue is that they need.
Do you ever do house calls, so to speak?
I do. I haven't since I was training, but I do. I just charge more for that because it's like the gas charge.
So. Oh, really? You charge for gas? I mean...
Yeah, unless it's like, you know, within a couple miles. But if I'm going out beyond that from Taylor, then I'm going to have to charge a little bit more.
That's important. Now, do you take any special equipment with you? Do you take your music with you or any type of accoutrements?
I have the chair, you know, the chair that they would sit on, the chair I sit on, and the music... I don't take the CD player with me, but I take some music and let most people have stereo, so I'll put it there. I used to take this CD player, and when I would do that, it's like they had it already. It's, well, okay, maybe I don't have to lug this one around.
Right. Now, you never really have them lie down. They're always sitting up pretty much.
Yeah, well, they're sitting back. They're in a chair. And they go back, they lean back, so their feet are elevated so I can get to them. But no, they're never lying down, and they're always clothed, with the exception of their feet, obviously.
Now, have you ever had reports of somebody perhaps, I don't know, having some type of metaphysical reaction? Maybe they've been so relaxed that they've, you know, gotten things from messages from the spirits beyond, anything like that?
Nobody's told me about it.
No? Okay. So you haven't experienced anything like that yourself?
No. Usually when I'm on the table for massage or reflexology, whichever way, I'm relaxed, but I'm not relaxed enough to let anything in. It's like I'm always still there feeling what people are doing or whatever the massage therapist or the reflexologist is doing. So I've not yet, and I'm open to it, had one, had a metaphysical experience.
Because I know I've talked to people that do massages, and they've reported that some of their clients have just gone into certain states or levels where they've received certain messages or they've had flashbacks, past life experiences, things like that. I was just curious if that was something that you had experienced.
No, but that sounds cool. I'm open to that.
Really? Well, maybe it'll happen someday anyway. Have you thought about doing anything else, perhaps massages, body massages, anything like that? I know you said you wanted to start studying the hands a little bit.
No, I don't want to do a whole body massage. I'm interested in the feet and the hands, maybe even the face. I've heard that there's like a facial reflexology. Mm-hmm. So maybe even the face one day. But as far as the whole body, that doesn't interest me.
No, forget the body, right? Okay. So even the face, you say? You've heard reports that if you massage your face, that can affect certain organs of your body?
Yeah. I just got a book the other day in the mail and haven't had a chance to open it. But apparently, I think it's more the acupressure points in the face. I don't know how it works, if it's all the organs or that. Mm-hmm. But there was acupressure points in your face, and you work through this area, and it's supposed to help your body somehow. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, maybe that might be where I'm going, because I want to do something else with it. I know I want to do reflexology, but I feel that there's something else I'm supposed to be doing too.
Right, but just one step at a time, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you do reflexology on a person's foot, do you use any acupuncture or anything like that? There's no pins or anything like that involved?
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. But, you know, yeah, I would say you use, like, acupressure because of the points that you're in, and it's not... Reflexology is a therapeutic massage, which means that it goes in deeper than just a relaxation where you know. If I was to just massage your feet, odds are you would go to sleep, but the fact that I'm doing the therapeutic, you're going, oh, that kind of hurts there.
Yeah, so, it wakes you up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So I'm thinking I would say that I do acupressure, essentially, but mm-hmm. it's not specifically called that.
Right. It's not using any pins or bamboo shoots or anything like that,
no.
Right? Okay. Now, when you do a massage, does that take a lot out of you? Do you have to recover after you give somebody a foot massage?
No. I'm actually, I think I get energized from it. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's been a couple times that I've done it right after work, and I was a little bit sleepy, and to start with, it's like, okay, we got to get it together. And when I was done, I just felt real good afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So, no.
So it helps invigorate you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the most massages you've ever given in one day?
Three.
And that hasn't taken a lot out of you?
No, I'm sure that day I was not working at the post office, so it was all good.
Mm-hmm. So on your days off, you have a tendency to do more and more massages? Is that how you usually set it up?
I would. Actually, right now I do it during the days. I'm working afternoons, mm-hmm. and so I do it during the days before I go to work. And I have Saturday and Sunday off, so I figured Saturday I would do it. But it depends on how it goes for the person that calls. I'm right now, because I don't have that many clients, I am very open to how I do this.
Really? So 3 o'clock in the morning wouldn't be out of the question?
Well, okay, I'm almost open.
Oh, okay.
And my sister's asked for that.
You've changed it, okay. Uh-huh.
My sister's asked for the 3 o'clock in the morning. She told me she'd pay me well, and I told her there's no way I'm going to do that.
In other words, she can't pay you well enough, is
right.
that it?
But that, I was doing days then. Now maybe 3 o'clock in the morning wouldn't be totally out of the subject.
Uh-huh. Just wake up a little bit early, is that it?
Well, I'm still awake.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm sure that you probably get, you know, different requests. Now, do people come to you, like I said earlier, they have a certain thing you want to work on them with, and over time that does help alleviate certain problems?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. As the more you do it, the better it's you start to feel, the more it, you know, I mean, I think after a while when you do things and you feel better, you change your diet or whatever, you exercise or whatever it is you need to. So the combination, they feel better from what they're doing and they feel better from what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Nobody comes to you in order to, say, lose weight or anything like that, do they?
You know, I've heard that can be done, but I haven't experienced it yet.
Mm-hmm. So people do come and ask for massages with that in mind, to lose weight or stop smoking, something like that?
I've never had anyone come to do that. And when I talked to somebody about it, when I had heard that, well, you could go to someone and lose weight, I think what it is it just makes you, goes back to what I was saying earlier, as you start to do things for your body, your mind wants to do things different. Your spirit takes, you know, says, hey, okay, now you're getting back in shape, or you're coming back to, you know, they say that your body is the temple. So your spirit would be the head of the temple, essentially, in my opinion. And so it's like as you start to take care of yourself, you would eat less. Mm-hmm. You would not want to smoke or whatever. You know, I mean, there are people out there that smoke because they like it. It's not because of anything else. So,
right. But a lot of people want to change that behavior due to health reasons. So if they came to you and said, gee, I'd like to stop smoking or cut down on my smoking, is that something that you could possibly help them with?
I think anything's possible. I'm not sure exactly where I would work on what area. I mean, other than like your lungs or whatever, but I think, and probably the frontal cortex of your brain, because that seems to run most things, you know. So I think that it's possible. I don't know that it's probable.
Mm-hmm. So when you give a massage, you're basically working the entire body. Whenever you give a massage, you hit all the organ points on the sole of the foot?
Sole and top.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? On the top, just not the sole?
Yeah. Not just the sole. You got the sole, you've got the top, and then around the ankles is some organs, the female and male organs.
Mm-hmm.
The top, you've got your ribs, you've got your thyroid, women's mammaries. So it's the whole foot. It's not just the bottom of the foot.
Mm-hmm. So even up around the ankles, you say there's places that can be worked now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's the male and the female organs are around the ankles, and going that space right above your ankle.
Mm-hmm. So if people like to play with their ankles a lot, they might have certain issues.
Hey, that'd be a great thing to do.
Well, might stimulate things that you don't want stimulated, who knows. So again, this is something you plan to do, get more training. Do you actually have a degree from the training you took previously, something to show people that, you know, look, I've taken these courses, I basically know what I'm doing?
I basically know what I'm doing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have a certification. Reflexology in the state of Michigan, you don't need anything but a certification.
Mm-hmm.
So I have two certificates, one from the initial class and the second one from Dr. Manzanares when he was here.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that, yes.
So you don't have to be licensed with the state or anything like that?
No.
Mm-hmm. Because you're not really a medical practitioner per se.
Correct. But, excuse me, and I'm not sure on massage, but so I think massage may have to have a license. When I was checking to go towards the ocean,
mm-hmm.
There are some states that you do have to have a license, so you just have to check the licensing regulation. Some need all you need is a certification or otherwise the license. So,
mm-hmm. Do people ever ask to see something like that, some kind of proof that you've taken the class?
No, I have it, and I just have never put it in a frame. So nobody's asked to see it, but I have it to show.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you do give them, you said that you take them, is this a special room you have set up that you take them in?
Yeah, I have a third bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there I set it up, I painted and made it really nice. And
mm-hmm. Nice and relaxing.
Yeah, a nice bluish-green color thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a chair in there for them to be on, and my chair. I have the CD and the player and everything. and it's just a relaxing atmosphere.
Right. So it helps them as well as you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you pick that color because it's good for you, or is it just really, in general, a very relaxing type color?
I think it was more intuitive. I just liked the color, and it, mm-hmm. and it wasn't exactly what I was. It didn't hit specific, but it came out real well, and I think it does relax them as well.
Mm-hmm. So nobody's ever complained about little things like that or anything?
Thankfully, no.
No. Now, is this something that while they're having it done, generally they're awake, they're talking, drinking water, reading the newspaper, those types of things?
Talking, awake, or asleep. They're not usually drinking water or reading a newspaper. But
okay.
The session goes based on if you start talking, I'll talk a little bit or I'll talk with you. But mostly people just come to relax. So they might start to talk, and after a few minutes, they're just relaxing and letting go of the day or letting go of the stuff before the day starts, you know, mm-hmm. depending on what time they come. If they come at 10 o'clock, their day may not have started yet.
Right. And how long does each session last?
It's an hour, a half an hour on each foot.
Oh, really? So that's enough time, obviously. That's quite a bit of time, I would think, that should take care of anything.
Yeah. I mean, it's enough time to, if it's a major problem you're having, you're obviously going to have to come back. I can't assist you in 1 hour, but if it's minor problems, I would say in that 1 hour you'd notice a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Do people ask you to go any longer than an hour, or do you feel the need to do that?
I haven't had anyone yet, but I did have a client call me, a week ago, I think it was, and he had asked for an hour and a half, and it's like, well, I could do it. I haven't done it. I could do it. But I didn't have power that week, so he didn't come by.
So it might have been a good thing in that respect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you find more men or women come to you?
Right now, I have more female clients.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a couple men, but I haven't. It's more females that come to me right now.
Mm-hmm. Right. So they find it beneficial to them?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when you're out and about, do you make it a special point to hand out cards and let people know what you do and who you are, all that good stuff?
Not as much as I should.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not as much as I'm going to, let's put it that. I tend to clam up sometimes, but once I get going, it's like, oh, okay, here's my card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, do you do psychic fairs or anything like that?
I've done one body, mind, spirit guide fair last September.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I haven't done any other ones.
Mm-hmm. Do you plan to do more in the future?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how that looks, but yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that something you enjoy?
Yeah. Yeah, the atmosphere there's it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's electrifying.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. So that's something that, with everything going on about you, I know big crowds and everything, that doesn't bother you to have that background noise going on while you're giving a massage?
No, because I think, you know, it's like you get the music in a private session. Well, the background noise is just background noise in this session,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, no, it doesn't bother me.
You just black it out and
For the most part.
Mm-hmm. Now, if any of our listeners out there would like to get in touch with you, how can they do so?
Well, actually, you can call me at 734-775-3912, and that's my cell number. And after July 7th, I'm thinking it's July 7th, I'm going into Trenton to start working out of, and their number is 734-671-3961.
Mm-hmm. And when are you starting Trenton again?
July 7th,
mm-hmm.
the week after July 4th. So I'm not exactly sure what day, but it'd be the week of July 7th.
So that means you're going to stop working out of your house at that point?
I'll take a couple clients, but I'm thinking that most of the clients would be coming out of Trenton.
Mm-hmm. So it's just going to be something fairly local.
Yeah.
Is this, a tanning salon or anything like that?
No, it's a business. It's called Ultimate Health Systems and Therapeutic Massage by Don and Carrie.
Okay.
So they're a business off of King Road, Fortin King Road on Kingsway Court.
Okay.
So it's inside there. I'll be renting a space.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming in. It was interesting, and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
Okay.